targeting Russian oil. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. The U.S. and its partners are considering imposing a price cap on Russian oil in response to its invasion of Ukraine. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen telling reporters today, however, that a dollar amount for the price cap is still being determined.
The coalition of countries that are imposing these services bans will jointly decide on what the appropriate price is.
Yellen earlier this week saying that a price cap around $60 a barrel in December would reduce Russia's revenue but maintain profitable production. The Justice Department today asking a federal appeals court to overturn a judge's appointment of an independent arbiter to review documents seized during an FBI search of former President Trump's Florida estate. He was assigned last month by a judge to inspect the thousands of records taken in the August 8th search of Mar-a-Lago and weed out from the investigation any that may be protected by claims of privilege. The man accused of killing a Las Vegas police officer yesterday was ordered held without bail today during his first court appearance.
Clark County District Attorney Steve Wolfson says Tyson Hampton will be formally charged next Tuesday, likely with murder and attempted murder. Officer Trung Tai was killed this week, and Wolfson said after court police engaged him while investigating him for misdemeanor domestic battery.
That's why it's a sad day. It didn't have to happen. This officer didn't have to lose his life.
A prosecutor had said Hampton fired 18 shots before driving away, and the civilian injured by a gunshot to the leg was his girlfriend's mother.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Prosecutors of Florida school shooter Nicholas Cruz called for an investigation today after a juror said another panelist threatened her during the deliberations that ended with a recommendation of a life sentence without the possibility of parole for Cruz's murder of 17 people 4 years ago at Parkland Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
North Korea is flexing its nuclear muscles again.
Tensions boiling over North Korea even more as the country fires off yet another ballistic missile this week and 170 rounds of artillery. This reportedly marks North Korea's third violation of the 2018 agreement, which bans flight along land and sea boundaries. And now South Korea's defense ministry has sent a message to North Korea demanding that it not overlook the agreement again. South Korea says these weapons tests are becoming indiscriminate. But earlier this week, it did reassure that the country has the means to deter and prevent potential attacks. Today's activity was the 15th missile launch by North Korea since September. Alex Hogan, Fox News.
More data is out about the damage from Hurricane Ian's hit on Southwest Florida.
The National Weather Service now says Hurricane Ian caused a storm surge from the Gulf of Mexico into the Fort Myers area as high as 15 feet. It is evidenced by the hundreds of commercial fishing boats left in piles.
The infrastructure of our fishery is gone.
Casey Streeters owns Island Seafood Market.
We've got our shrimp fleet, which is absolutely decimated. That's about a $200 million loss.
Shrimping and grouper fishing is a multi-million dollar business in the Fort Myers area, one of its key economic sectors. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Two of the nation's largest grocers have agreed to merge in a deal that would help them better compete with Walmart, Amazon, and other major companies that have stepped into the grocery business. Kroger today bid $20 billion for Albertsons companies. Kroger operates 2,800 stores in 35 states, including brands like Ralph's, Smith's, and Harris Teeter. Albertsons operates more than 2,200 stores in 34 states, including brands like Safeway, Jewel, Osco, and Shaw's. The deal will likely get heavy scrutiny from federal regulators. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.